This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson confirmed that his government plans to scrap laws requiring face masks and social distancing later this month. At a media briefing on Monday, the Prime Minister acknowledged that lifting the restrictions will drive surging coronavirus cases even higher. Prime Minister Johnson confirmed the government would also stop instructing people to work from home if they can, leaving employers free to bring staff back to offices. Rescue workers found three more bodies in the rubble of the collapsed condominium building in the southern U.S. state of Florida on Monday. The discovery bringing the death toll to 27, even as 118 people are still unaccounted for. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava continued to describe operations in the beachside community of Surfside as a rescue, not a recovery, despite being in the 12th day. There are still hopes more people will be found alive, although none have been seen since the earliest hours of the search. The mayor there said there is hope that there could be voids in the rubble where someone could survive. Demolition experts imploded the remaining portion of the partially collapsed condominium on Sunday evening. They feared that it was unstable and could come down in the face of high winds from an advancing tropical storm. 140 students taken from their boarding school in northwestern Nigeria overnight. That's according to local officials Monday. The armed attackers opened fire on the Bethel Baptist High School in Kaduna State. Teachers at the school told reporters they don't know where the students were taken. 26 people were rescued, according to police. This is